Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Koi. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling because I just paid for that current coffee maker. It claimed that I wanted, but all I had to do is pay for the shipping, but they never gave me the cost of the shipping. So what did I really pay?
I'd be happy to take a look at the account. May I have your zip code and your first and last name?
The zip code is 60637, and the first and last name is Edna Hunt, E-D-N-A-H-U-N-T.
Yes, ma'am. One moment while I locate an account.
Yeah, because I just did it. And I said, well, I was thinking it was going to give me another confirmation that I would have to do, and then I'd see the price of it, and then if I want to change my mind, I could. But it didn't do it. It just went on and processed it.
Okay, so, yeah, an account is pulling up. I need you to verify the full shipping address for me.
6736 South Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, 60637.
One moment. It's still loading for me. Okay, so I show here where you paid $5.74 for our entry for the K-Red coffee maker.
Is it entry, or they said I want it, and then I'm just paying the shipping?
It's showing here the sweepstakes entry opportunity to win the K-Rig. The winners are announced at the end of the month. If you are one of those elected winners, it will be shipped out to you.
Oh, my goodness. They told me that. I'm telling you the way that it's a trick. They tell you that you won.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
But you said it's an entry. That's what you're saying. I don't need another coffee maker. I got three of them around here. I was only doing it because it said it won, and I have to just pay for the shipping.
Well, yes, ma'am. It's an entry and opportunity to win our coffee maker.
Oh, my God. That's trickery. They made you upset that you already had won, and all you have to do is pay for the shipping. So how much did they charge me?
$5.74.
Well, I'm not going to cry over it. Is it going to be repeated again or no?
So I can get the account canceled out and you'll just be in the running for this month, okay?
I'm not understanding what you're saying. So is it a continuous $5?
Yes, ma'am. In the terms of an agreement, it does come with like a monthly membership. So it is going to be on like a monthly basis for it. But
so
I can't
say I'm not understanding. Every month I'm paying $5.25 or whatever?
In the terms, it's a different monthly membership where you're like charged a monthly membership fee, and in return you receive like a $125 voucher. But yes, ma'am, each month you'll be charged.
For what?
For a $125 voucher, and your chances of winning does increase for that next month.
No, I didn't want any of that.
So I got the account canceled out, and you're just still in the running for this month because you did pay the shipping and handling costs.
I got to pay $100 and all that. I still have to do that?
No, ma'am. The account has been canceled. The only thing is you paid the $5.74 for this month, so you're still in the runnings for this month. But your account has been canceled, and I do have the confirmation number.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I'm going to try to put that in my phone. Hold on. Let me pull it up, and then I'm going to listen to you, and then I'm going to. Now, what is the name of this company anyway, or whatever? Can you tell me that?
Consumer Sweepstakes.
It's called, okay. Consumer. Is it con? Sweepstakes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, consumer sweepstakes. Okay, so what is my cancellation number?
C as in Charlie.
Okay, C as in Charlie.
263.
263.
384.
Okay, C263.
384.
384.
635.
635.
That's your confirmation number that the account has been canceled. You're still in the runnings for this month because you did pay the shipping and handling costs.
Okay, I'm going to say account closed. Account has been closed, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Well, that was my button. That's stupid stuff. Because it really was kind of vague, and it told and it gave you the impression that you already won.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Shipping and handling it, they'll tell you, and girl, in the small print, they'll tell you none about no per month and all this other stuff you say. None of that never showed up. Lord have mercy. Girl, I got duped this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I used to be skeptical of those kind of things. You know what I'm saying? Because
yes,
I know
ma'am.
It's always a scam to it. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.